So when we talk about public benefits, there are really five major public benefit programs. There's Supplemental Security Income. You'll also hear it referred to as SSI, Social Security Disability Insurance Income, or SSDI, and then Medicare and Medicaid. Those are the health programs that are associated with those two types of monthly cash assistance programs, and then also veterans programs. So we're not going to talk about becoming eligible for, say, an improved pension program with the VA during this speech. It's just beyond the scope of the time that we have available. But if you are interested in that, you can flip over to page 15 of the paper, and it will outline some of those benefits. Because would you believe that you could have a client who is actually on all of these benefit programs? They could be a recipient of SSI at the same time that they're a recipient of SSDI. They could be eligible for Medicaid, and they could be eligible for Medicare. And in theory, they could also be receiving some type of VA public benefit. So you could see how, as a practitioner, you really have to know how all of these benefit programs fit together to determine the type of trust that your client's going to need, and then further to determine the kind of distributions that you can make from that trust, so you don't kick your client off that governmental benefit that's so important to them. But really, the big one on this list that you'll hear mentioned the most today and tomorrow is Medicaid. So knowing the ins and outs of Medicaid is very, very important. So why is it such a big deal? Why are we having a conference and spending 2 days talking about special needs trust and maintaining public benefits? Well, I think the main reason is because there's such a large percentage of our population that can be determined and disabled at any given time. And there's of that amount, there's almost 20% or a fifth of the population that's severely disabled and relies on the benefit programs that we're about to talk about just to provide for their specific needs. So it is important. I think it is growing, that this population is continuing to grow as folks live longer. It's increasing each year. So I hinted about it, but really, when you're thinking about public benefits, I want you to think about two types of public benefits that are out there. There are means-tested governmental benefits and non-means-tested governmental benefits. So when we hear the word means, what does that mean? Well, means is defined as income and resources. Tested means when we look at their income and resources, are they above the maximum statutory value for countable resources, or do they fall below it? So we're testing their means, their resources, to see if they're above or below a certain limit. We're testing their income to see if they're above or below a certain income limit to see if they qualify for the program. If it is a means-tested governmental benefit program, then the government's going to look very carefully at those resources, those income amounts, to see and test them to see if they're above or below, to see if they're eligible. And you can, believe it or not, become ineligible for these governmental benefits just by being $1 over the resource limit or $1 over the income limit. So it's extremely important to get this part right, to know that these amounts increase every single year. I think my paper does reference the 2021, but if you see any papers out there that reference the 2020 limits, just know that most likely there was some sort of increase in 2021. There's increases every single year. They're usually on January 1st, so that's very important. And it's also very important when we're looking at income that you look at the gross income, that we don't just, you know, take for granted what the net income is, that perhaps our client, who might be the grandparent of this disabled individual, is reporting to us, that we really track that down and we look at what the gross amount is. We track it down and we look at what the total countable resources are on the last day of every month to see if they really are eligible for the next month. It's that important. And if you are over the resource or over the income when you're tested, then you are not going to be eligible until your income and your resources fall back below those limits. So when we think about means-tested programs, I want you to think about Supplemental Security Income, or SSI, which links up to Medicaid in Texas. And if you're thinking about a non-means-tested program, then I want you to think Social Security Disability Insurance Income, or SSDI, which links up to Medicare. So a little bit more about Social Security benefits. Social Security benefits, or SSDI, are non-means tested, but eligibility, there are eligibility determinations that still have to be made. And so when we look for eligibility for SSDI, we're primarily looking at the work history of the applicant, or perhaps someone that's closely related to the applicant.